Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Magic Spin.
What's the name of your clothing line?
We don't know.
Barbershop Talk 101.
Barbershop Talk 101. Take a few steps back. You don't have the answers, though. You don't have the answers, though.
Barbershop Talk 101.
You don't have the answers. I've been doing this more than you.
Yo,
what's going on, Spin? Happy Friday, my dude.
Happy Friday, SB Illustrious. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. we up in here. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we got something very special for you guys in store. You know, the nine, which is an audio drama series that encompasses the life of a young individual during Katrina, during the epic events of Katrina, who faces the challenges of the everyday struggle of the modern day life in the Ninth Ward. So, you know, very cool, man. It was very cool, very exciting, something different, something unique. You know, it's kind of an audio movie where, you know, you as the audience, you guys can create your own character. You know, what the character looks like to you may look different to someone else. So
right.
It's just something excited, you know, it's exciting, you know, to entertain, you know, your mind, and you can explore your imagination.
Yeah, man, what I really like about it is the fact that, for one, it just came out of nowhere, you know. Me and SB Illustrious got up this weekend. We were actually in the middle of doing, like, a freestyle CD or whatever. But, you know, that didn't work out so well because it kind of turned into something else, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So you know, I got stuck on I tried to rhyme with, you know, Kyrie. It just didn't happen. I walked outside, you know, and I came downstairs and I said, Spin, you know what? Let's do a movie. Let's do an audio movie. And immediately, because the chemistry that we have, since, you know, hence we're doing the show, we got chemistry. We got chemistry, you know, doing everything else. So obviously it's inevitable that it's going to work out. So, you know, he was on board, and it was just magic. You know, we didn't even write a script. We just brainstormed. You know, and it was literally like an improv, digital audio movie. No script, just imagination, pure imagination.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's you know, what I want people to take from it is that you can really create, you know, if your mind is focused on it, you can really create anything you want. You know. I mean, we created a whole audio drama series, man, and it's...
And, you know, with the little seasoning of, you know, I just wanted to say, little seasoning of, you know, SB, you know, it took 5 hours to do, and, you know, I went in the lab, and I really wanted to evoke emotion with, you know, the sounds that you're going to hear, you know, ranging from the mom in the kitchen cooking. I just really wanted to put you in a place, you know, from using the sound effects where you feel like you're actually there. You know, it's really hardcore. You know, view at your own discretion. It's pretty explicit. It's very raw. And,
it is.
You know,
it is.
It's a reality that's open. It's an open world.
We actually started the episode at 5:40 just to give, you know, a few people a chance to get in, get logged in or whatever and check it out. But I'll go ahead and air it in about 6 minutes. But just... No, not giving away anything, you know. This is something that I personally have been doing. Both of us, really, just creating stuff. I mean, you know, something that we've been doing for a while now. You know what I mean? But not on this level. Not on this particular level. And this right here, this project, man, and what we really want...
It's very special. I mean, and, you know, I've been doing this. I can honestly say... Me personally, I've been doing this professionally since 2001. You know, this is what I majored in. You know,
right.
That's how I was able to construct this. Because I mean, when we did it, it would just be two voices, two people. You know,
right.
Just talking. You know, but when it takes is getting into the lab, like I said before, I put a lot of sweat equity in the sound effects.
It ain't Ralph level.
Really give you that raw, and you know with the talent, you know, spins, you know, with his voice, you know, getting into character. I mean, he gets a Grammy Award really getting into character. You know, so I mean, it's an overall phenomenal production. It's something that I guarantee. You know, that you have never heard anything like this before.
Never.
And just wanted to mention that, you know, we'll be doing a continuation. This is the pilot series. You know, this is episode one. This is the introduction to the main character.
Wow.
You know, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
And you guys
will
obviously see why. You know,
when it rains, it pours. I don't want to give them no information for real, for real. I'm glad we didn't, you know, let the cat out of the bag. I did let a few people hear it, man. I've got nothing but positive reviews, positive feedback for the most part. You know, there's a couple of haters out there, but we're going to let them go ahead and hate. That's how you know you got some shit, when people start hating. You know what I mean? So, you know, don't hate because you didn't come up with the idea. You know, don't hate because you didn't come up with the idea and you can't do what we're doing. You can try to copy it, but you can't duplicate it. That's fine. You know what I mean? But I am so proud of it, man. I really am, and I get teary eyed every
goosebumps.
Time I listen to it.
You get goosebumps.
Yeah, it's like I can't believe we created something so raw, and it just, you know what I'm saying? It got legs and just ran, man. It just ran.
Yeah.
I was trying to wait for
yeah.
some more people to get in. I don't know who all is in the listening party. They might be listening online, but if you are listening. A couple words of advice. If you could, real quick, before we play this episode, if you could, go ahead and grab your headphones, man, because there's some stuff. This is an audio drama series, so there's some things that you got to be able to hear. You can't hear it, like, through your phone, for real, for real. If you got a nice stereo system in your car or in your house, go ahead and turn it up, man, because... It's you know, to catch some of the little subliminal things that's in there,
appreciate
you got to kind of turn it up. Yeah, you can't really, truly appreciate it without, you know, some nice headphones or a nice stereo system, man.
you understand. The problem is a lot of people out there, they understand, but they don't understand. You understand the situation. And I just wanted to mention the chemistry that, you know, when we embarked on doing this, it worked a little something like, you know, Spins was like, you know, in this one particular scene, can you add, you know, a particular, you know, piano key, you know, and I, you know, of course, me being SB Productions, Bruce Wayne in the lab in the back cave, you know, put it together and, you know, it just came together. And that is why it worked so well. You know, if anyone who decide to embark in any type of venture such as this, the one lesson you need to know is you have to not only just be best friends, but, you know, you got to have that chemistry, you know.
Yeah.
You got to be Joe Dumars, Isaiah, you know. You got to be Scotty Mike, LeBron Carter.
Right.
Man,
right.
If not, you ain't going to win a chip. And I do believe, you know, we want a chip on this one. Just some MVP shit. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really want everybody's feedback, whether it's positive, negative, whether you liked it, you hated it, whatever. Whatever the case may be, please just let us know how you feel. Let us know how you feel. We're going to do a question and answer session, of course, after the show is over. And, you know, you guys will get to comment and everything on, you know, what you thought, what you liked, what you didn't like. You know, I've even had people tell me, man, that they were crying when it was over with. You know what I mean? That's powerful, man. That's really powerful shit. You know what I'm saying? When you can create something that'll make someone cry. Like, that's... That's, man. That's exactly.
That's how you win Grammys.
Yeah.
That's how you win Oscars.
Yeah, absolutely.
You vote for the emotion.
Yeah, man.
So let's run it up, man. What are we waiting for?
It's 5:39, so we'll give everybody another minute to get in. And, you know, because I got some people I'm chatting with right now on the Facebook, on the event page. Sorry for keeping y'all in so much suspense, but... Trust me, it's well worth it. It's well worth it. You're going to be like, you know how people look forward to watching Power every week when it comes on? That's how this shit is going to be. Like,
benign.
For real, for real.
Benign. Sorry. Exactly. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Very authentic, very authentic, very rich in idea, very rich in fantasy, very rich in creativity.
I personally want to thank everybody for listening and for all your support in advance. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's 5:40, man. We're not going to keep them waiting no longer. We're going to go ahead and play this pilot episode of The Nine. Guys, tell your friends, because you're gonna tune in again, I promise. I promise you will. But get your headphones and go ahead and start this. Hope you enjoy. Get your popcorn. It's 15 minutes long, so enjoy.
The Nine, directed and produced by Stephen Blandone and Damon Lowry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a test. This is the real deal.
Hey, yo, man, and pass that, yo, man.
You
got some of that green
sure
over here, B.
That you understand.
Man, look at it. I got a green right now, and I'm smoking on green right now, so.
Welcome back.
You're going to have to motherfucker wait.
Hurricane Katrina.
What they talking about on that little right there? They talking about the big red cabin dog.
The Big Easy racing for Katrina. Man, the motherfucker weather, man, always be wrong, man.
Yeah,
I'm saying, man, ain't going to listen to no goddamn weather, man. You a whole ass nigga to do.
At least not dealing with things, at this point. As they step aside here, you can see that the street entertainers are out, the horse and buggies are moving. We're just starting to see some evidence down here of people boarding up, but for the most part.
Hey, Pierre, hey, man. I know it's early, man, but you think I can get that?
No, man, last time you didn't get my money. Where you show me the money?
I told you I pay you back, my baby mama.
No, man, look here. I don't do no payback type shit like that, right?
Yeah, come on, man. Please, you know me like that. You know I'm good. You know I'm good.
Man, look
right
here.
There.
If I wouldn't make no money if I did shit like that and get nigga front nigga shit like that, nigga, I'm not finna do that. Get the fuck up out of my face.
Pierre, you gonna do me like that, Pierre?
Hell yeah, nigga.
Pierre, I knew you was a little shorty, man. You gonna do your elder like, come please, man.
Man, look here. Get the fuck out of my face. I ain't got nothing else to say. No.
All right, man. I see how it is. I see how it is. That's why I'm gonna talk to Anton. You know, I give
nigga,
you.
Nigga, I don't care who you tell. You better get the fuck on walking, or I put a cap in your motherfucking ass.
All right. Fucking Pete.
Shit. Fucking around with a crackhead. Missed a call from my mama. I don't like missing a call from my mama. That's the shit. She all I got. These streets, my mom, shit.
Oh, that's my baby, Pee-Pee. Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm good, mom. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just here listening to my gospel record. I'm listening to Nudia. This girl is scary talking about that Medina, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm hearing you
talking about the hurricane on Medina. Mama, you want to come with me? Oh, come on, sweetie. You know, sugar. It's in God's hands. Whatever gonna happen was meant to be, meant to be. You know, I don't believe in the man, what the man said in the news. You know better than that. You know me.
Yeah, I don't believe in you, mama.
I've been staying put for over 35 years here in Norman. And I sure ain't going nowhere now.
The man on the news talk like everybody got somewhere to go, but...
No, we ain't nine. We really got nowhere to go, mama. I really don't have nowhere to go. I ain't got nothing to kill. But, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you just make sure you're safe. Make sure you come by later on this evening for dinner. I'll make your favorite gumbo.
Okay, mama. About what kind are you talking?
Maybe a little bit after 7:30. After my show's is over.
7:30?
Mm-hmm.
All right, mama.
You be safe now, you hear?
You be safe, mama. I always worry about but I know you're gonna be all right, cause you get all right all the time, and you gonna outlive me.
All right now.
All right, love you, mama.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, I just love that boy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I'm about to come. Lord have mercy. Who's that at the door? That's somebody at the door. PP, is that you? Hang on. Here I come. Hang on, here I come, I said. Better not be no pills.
Get your motherfucking ass on the ground, bitch. Right now. Let's go.
This a message to your bitch ass son. Pay me my money. And time, motherfucking Jackson. Nigga, not war. I'm the king of this shit. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Clean this shit up. Let's get the fuck out of here. Send a message to this nigga. He'll get it.
17 West 106th Street, 10-4. Unit 10-5 and on City West. 317 West 106th Street, getting to 10-1. Shots fired. Shots fired. Get some more cars over there. 317 West 116th Street. 106th Street.
Three.
Got it. 316 West 106th Street.
So I call you. Shit. Man, it rained like a motherfucker. I guess maybe the weather man was right. Shit. Maybe I shouldn't have doubted this shit. What I'm not gonna do is worry about this bitch. Look at this shit. She taking me all motherfucking. She taking me all goddamn ready. Man, bitch, I told you I was having dinner with my motherfucking mom. This bitch. I ain't got time for this shit. Calm down.
Get up here, man. Get up here, man.
Oh my God, what? Where's she at? Oh shit, man. All right, I'm on the way. Yo, man, whatever it is, I'm about to handle that. I'm about to handle that there. Anything it is, I'm about to handle that there. I'm strapped right now. Yo, I'm strapped right now. I'm on the way.
It's a new life for me, yeah.
Fuckers, man. Motherfuckers, goddammit.
New life for me.
I know who did this shit.
Ooh,
talking about, I know who did this shit. Motherfucking Anton. Motherfucking Anton Jackson gonna pay. I promise he gonna pay. Got you something for your ass, nigga. No one's a punk ass.
It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me.
Please, somebody tell me where she at.
Sorry, sir.
Where she at?
Please calm down.
My mama, she brought in here a little while ago. Where she at? Janet Simmons, where she at? I need
Janet
to find her. Janet Simmons, come on, man. Janet, where she at? They brought in here a little while ago.
Calm down. Gunshot
victim. Gunshot, yeah, it was a gunshot. Yeah, where's he at?
Yeah, see.
I don't know, man. Somebody point me in the right direction. Tell me where they at. Tell me where she at. Please. I can't find my people. Tell me where she at. My mama, man. Come on, tell me where she at. Janet Simmons. Janet.
Yeah, she was admitted to room 304. 304, sir.
304? Right here? Thank you so much. 304. Goddamn hurricane, it's raining, all this shit. This nigga do this shit to my mama. I got something for him though. Mama, you gonna make it through this, mama.
Prepping the way for emergency aid to come in here, and they might very well need it if Katrina continues to bear down on this area and with Category 3 force winds. If a Category 3-4 storm were to draw a direct hit on New Orleans, occurring, according to some studies out of LSU University, there could be upwards of 18 to 22 feet of water deluging downtown New Orleans, and that could take months to pump out. That's the latest from here in New Orleans. I'm Jeff Goldblatt. Amy, now back to you.
Yo, it was deep, right?
Good stuff, man.
Thank you
very much. Well, obviously, without further ado, you have to tune in next week for Act Two. What's going to happen? I mean, Pierre's mother just got slain by Anton Jackson. How will he avenge his mother's death? What will happen next, you know, dealing with the force major such as Katrina and, you know, the other effects.
Right. And, you know, if this is the pilot episode, really what we want, man, is feedback. You know what I'm saying? If you're on now, press 1, say something, you know what I'm saying? Let us know how you like the show.
Your mind on the open. And tell us about the 9.
Yeah, and, you know, I really just want to know if this is something that people would be willing to listen to, like, on a weekly basis. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I personally, you know, that's how I get, it hits me emotionally every time I listen to it. So, and I've been listening to it every day since we made it. So, you know what I'm saying? It's really close to my heart, and, you know, it means a lot to me. But I want to see if other people are interested enough to actually listen every week. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what we want is feedback. You know, you don't have to be on the show. You can kind of process it or whatever. I'm also going to post it again. You know, we got about 20 minutes left in this show, but I'm also going to post it again where I'm just going to play the show itself later for anybody who may have missed it. You can also catch it on YouTube. I don't know if the URL is... I didn't post it on Facebook purposely. I didn't post it on Facebook because, like, you know, people at the listening party, I wanted you people in particular to listen first, you know, before we unleash it to the rest of the world, because, you know, there's a lot of factors, man. Anytime you got something, you know, there's going to be people that hate, you know what I'm saying? And people that don't understand, people that won't take the time to listen. But, you know, I really appreciate everybody that did take the time to listen, either on the show.
And tell them what they need to do if they didn't have the opportunity to tune in live. So,
yeah. Didn't have the opportunity.
And you can check out the archive. We will be posting it throughout Facebook medium as well as Twitter as well.
Yeah, it'll be on the archive as soon as the show is over, about 10 minutes after the show is over. So about 6:30 Central Time, you'll be able to go back and listen on the archive. Or if you want, you know, I honestly don't know how it came through the phone. I could hear it pretty well. But, you know, if you want another listen, if you want to hear it again, you know, please be my guest. It's on YouTube, and I'm also going to post it again on Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, later on tonight.
It's a beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's very exciting. And I tell you what, boy, that sexy to that at work.
Yeah, I mean,
you can do it. Put your back into it. You know, good job, DJ Magic Spins.
Yeah, good job, SB. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. I definitely couldn't have done it without you. So, you know what I'm saying?
And you know what? I want to take the time to, like, you know, really, I want this to be an interactive experience with the audience. Essentially,
yeah.
What I mean is, give us your ideas. You know, what do you want to happen next? You know,
right. What do you want to see happen with Pierre?
We'll take it into consideration. You know, we can do, like, you know, a quick poll, and, you know, whatever one we feel is the most appealing, we'll put it in your hands.
Right.
Because Pierre's life in your hands.
And that's the thing. Like, this is not some Hollywood production where somebody's telling us what to write, telling us what to say, telling us what to do. We came up with this shit, just like with Barbershop Talk 101.
Tell them what to do.
We came up with this. So, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing that anybody can say that's going to be like, oh, well, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. I mean, we have total 100% freedom to do whatever we want to do. And since we're not writing a script, we're not writing a script. We're ad-libbing.
No,
I don't know if y'all realize
this. There's no precedence on this. There's no
I don't know if y'all realize this, but even on this episode, when it rains and pours, on this episode that y'all just heard, this was all ad-lib. We didn't write any of this shit down. It was all off the top of our head. Everything that we did, everything we said, you know, we discussed what we wanted to happen, you know what I'm saying, in the scenes, but as far as what actually happened, we didn't discuss any of it. You know, the actual words, like, that's, to me, that's the, probably the most amazing part, man, the fact that we could just come up with something like this off the dome. And
literally, it was like, you know, 5 hours. And, you know, the thing is, it's just the creative element. You know, my mom, she actually commented when I sent it to her, she said, come a long way from, you know, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What I used to do is I would create movies, create scenes, you know, with the action figures, you know, just, you know, really embarking, really executing, exploiting that creative mind state. You know, and like I said, this is vintage. This is authentic. This has never been done before. I mean, we're really, really, really pushing the envelope, really, you know, being forward-thinking. And like I said before, want this to really, the nine to be very interactive. Like, you know, with the sound effects, you know, when I, you know, was creating these scenes with the sounds, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to some of my favorite movies. I mean, Paid in Full and Juice. One of the reasons why those movies really stand out to me in the hood genre of movies is because of that essence of the score, which was so dramatic. You know, when Ace was over there and he was like, what, they found Mitch? No, they found Sonny. And then
right.
you heard the score that came down the doom. It really evokes emotions. And hopefully, you know, that hopefully it evoked, you know, your guys' emotions, you know, while sitting back eating popcorn and listening to this.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better, man. I really think that, you know, we got into character, you know. I mean, you got into character, I got into character. You have to really, in order to put something like this together, you really have to put yourself 100% into it and totally forget about the microphones and the fact that we're recording and everything like that. Because, I mean, once you do that and just allow yourself to relax enough to put yourself out there, you know, and let me just explain to y'all, it's you wouldn't understand how vulnerable you have to be in order to put yourself out there like that, to show emotion, you know what I'm saying? The ending scene, you know, I was really in the character because, you know, I have lost my mom, rest in peace, mom, and I know what it feels like, you know. A lot of people out there listening, they know what it feels like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you can relate. That relatability is something that's important, you know, whenever you're watching or listening to something, you know, it connects with you because you've been there before and you understand how Pierre felt, you know what I'm saying, when he's sitting there and his mom is dying. You know what I'm saying? It's powerful, man. And to be able to create something that's this powerful that other people can really feel, you know, it does something to me. You know what I'm saying? It really touches my heart to be able to produce something like this. So
and I appreciate you,
SB.
And as you mentioned before, you know, I really hope, you know, you guys really took the time to, like, put your headphones on, because it really doesn't give it the credit due when you listen to it on speakerphone on your mobile device. I mean, put the Bose headphones on, put the Skullcandy, put the Beats by Dre on. So you really can hear, you know, every single element. Because, you know, when I was in the sixth grade, we used to do stuff like this on the Playmate record players, or tape players, rather. And, you know, there would be scenes where it would be a fire scene, and we would crumble paper to make it sound like it was a fire. So this was the sounds that's at the library, man. You know, after you left and you went back, you know, I really sat in the lab in the dungeon, lights out. How can we really, you know, pull this together, the glue? You know, because without the sound effects, without the music, without the score, there is no glue and it won't gel together. So you have to have headphones on to really appreciate the full capacity of this creative world that we created in the Ninth Ward.
There's some stuff that, you know, and I was half of the creator of this show. So there's stuff that even I missed when I tried to listen to it through my phone with no headphones. You know what I'm saying? There was things that I missed. There was things that I didn't pick up on. And just those little audio clues or whatever, you know, if you listen to it again, go back and listen to it again with some headphones on a really nice, high-quality sound system, like, you know, when you know, after you had a drink or whatever, or, you know, whatever you do. you know what I'm saying? To get you really in there, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like reading a book. And that's what I like about doing it this way versus actually having videos. Like somebody at my job was like, yo, y'all should actually do the video. Well, the video kind of takes away the imaginative part about it, you know.
It does.
Pierre, it does.
Every time you listen to it, you know, you can have, you know, a different vision. You know, you
right.
might pick up on something, you know, differently. And, you know, I really appreciate your patience because, you know, as a producer, you know, this is kind of like making this is kind of like making working with R&B singers. The layers I use for all the producers out there, I use 18 tracks. So that's 18 layers of audio, you know, looping it up, sound effects, scores, 18. It was a heavy product. It was a heavy product, and to turn it around in one day for the producers out there who know production quality, you know, I think. You know, you'll be impressed because I guarantee Spins had no idea what this was going to be like. You know,
hey.
After you left, you laid it down, you laid your vocals down. You know, I like to compare it to cooking. We're both chefs, and I like sampling and I like seasoning. You know, and I even told you as we record, you were like, what are you doing? What's going on? Come on, let's lay it down. I'm like, patience, my friend. Patience. You know,
when
you heard the sound effect, you were like, whoa, you know.
Hey, real quick, man, let me just tell him, man. I got to tell him, dude. I have to tell him, like, this dude, SB Illustrious, is so cool with this editing and this. I mean, he just really, I don't know, he almost reminds me of like a Dr. Dre type, man. You know, how perfection if you listen to this episode on the headphones or on a high quality stereo system, you know, there's things that, and that's why, like, I'm a perfectionist myself. So, like, when I heard it, you know, I listened to it all the way from Kansas City to St. Louis, just back to back to back to back. Anybody knows, you know, how long the drive that is, about 3.5 hours. So, as I'm listening to it, I'm like hearing different things and whatnot. I tried to listen to it on my phone without, you know, playing it through my speaker, and I didn't get the same effect. It was still a good story, but I didn't get, you know, it didn't really put me there. And without a video to watch, you really are left to your own imagination to decipher exactly what's going on. Like, what are these sounds? Like, a couple people have asked me, like, you know, I couldn't understand what was going on in the beginning when Mom got the phone call. And, you know, there was, like, static. But that wasn't static. She was frying chicken. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know that if you don't hear it. You know what I'm saying? But you have to really hear it and have to, you know, that really, and those all those sound effects and everything really puts you where you're supposed to be as far as the actual episode. So shout out to SB, man. He's the one who did all this, you know, all the audio stuff. Man, you a genius, dude. Like, Uncle Kanye said, you a genius, dude.
Like I said before, Kyrie and LeBron, man. Like I mentioned, I just want to reiterate. You said, yo, SB, I need a key to do like a dramatic effect. You know, I need a key to do a dramatic effect, you know, and you were like, that's what I was looking for. We're on the same page, and that's why it works, man. The Hughes brothers, while they were able to create Menace to Society, because they were on the same page, they paralleled off each other's ideas. And that's one thing that is a gift that comes naturally, instinctively, that can't be taught. Like I said, you know, you come here, you know, we tried the mixtape, it didn't work, and we said, let's do something else. And we embarked on something that was magic, man. Magic.
Yeah.
And this is only the beginning, and, you know, ultimately, you know, I would love for this to be picked up. You know, for a movie playwright or a playwright, because I mean, the concept, I mean, like I said before, just the elements, the natural elements of the Hurricane Katrina, as well as, you know, his mom, you know, being lost. So, you know.
Yeah. I don't want people to miss the next episode either. You know what I'm saying? I want them to listen every week. You know, that's what we need. We need to get picked up, man. Like, creativity shouldn't be bound by anything. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people out here that's, you know, in today's world where we have the ability to do whatever we want to do through social media and all the technology that we have. Creativity is really something that's kind of lost, man. Like, you know, you see some shows that are creative, the way the writers put the stuff together. But, like, with the music game and everything now, as whack as it is, man, it's just not a whole lot of creativity being promoted out here. It's more so, okay, you're going to be my puppet. I'm going to tell you this to do, that to do. And that's really what really I love about this particular project, because we have the freedom and the liberty to do whatever we want to do. So, you know, y'all give us the feedback, though, man. Y'all give us feedback through the Facebook page, the Barbershop Talk 101. You know, send me a personal message. Those of you that have my contact information, send it to me, man. Let me know, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what you like, what you didn't like. You may not want to say it on the show. But, you know, we want to know. We definitely want to know. We want as many opinions and as much feedback as possible so we can make the next episode better. Remember, this is just the pilot. This is just the pilot. This is the first episode. This is the first time we've ever done anything like this on this level. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, stay tuned. Stay tuned and, you know, tell your friends. Hopefully this is something that everybody's going to want to hear every week. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, we got 8 more episodes to do for this season. So we want to make everyone better than the last one. So we need everybody's help on that. You know, keep communicating with us through Barbershop Talk 101. Check out the website, barbershoptalk101.com. Check us out on there. You know, the Facebook page. We're working on Instagram. I actually created the Instagram page already, but haven't really done anything with it. So I'm going to be working on that, doing special clips and stuff like that of the show. We also got the Twitter page, BST_101. You know, check us out there. Follow us there. We add messages and things like that, letting y'all know what's going on, what's taking place. But, yeah, man, it's been fun, dude. It was a lot of fun making this production. It'd be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, you know. And I'm excited, man. I can't wait for the next one.
Me neither. Hopefully everybody else feel the same way, because, like I said, all the feedback that I got was pretty positive. There was a couple of hater comments in there, but, you know, that's expected. As expected, you know. So, that being said, please tune in next week, or, you know, for the next episode of The Nine, as well as the next episode of Barbershop Talk 101. We're gonna do it like this, man. You know,
that has a real nice ring to it.
Yeah, don't it though? Don't it?
Nice.
You know, we've been doing the radio show. This is, what, our 4th year doing Barbershop Talk 101?
Wow, and doesn't even just, seem like it. That's
it don't seem like
fun.
It. I know, right? Now we just have a lot more freedom and liberty to do whatever we want to do. So, you know what I'm saying? Before we had the little free joint, but now that this is actually coming out of pocket, you know, we want to make this whatever
it's going to be. Basically, is what he's alluding to.
Yeah, please.
You know
what
I mean? Please, you know what I'm saying? It's a business.
Because this ain't free, you know what I mean?
Shit.
Oh, he bought a Clay Davis back in the building.
Yeah,
man,
Clay
man,
Davis.
That was another inspiration, too. Thanks to Spins. I mean, you know, to get your validation, I mean, you are the guru of art. You know, he is the one who put me on The Wire. I was like 4 years behind. And since we played, you know, Clay Davis, you know, that it was kind of an inspiration, like this whole Nine. I mean, it was well put together, and that's the ultimate vision. It's to do something like The Wire mixed with a little Painful and a little Juice.
Yeah. Yep. Well, man, we about out of time, bro. Anything you want to say to the people before we get out of here?
Yeah, man, have safe barbecues out there. Don't eat too much. Memorial Day weekend, everybody stay safe. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Barbershop Talk 101, and stay tuned for The Nine on the open line.
Yes, sir. DJ Magic Spins, SB Illustrious. This is Barbershop Talk 101. We love y'all. Thank you for listening, and tune in for more. Peace out.